This interview was recorded on September 17th, 2020 at 4:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello, this is Quincy Boardman interviewing Serena Singh for the COVID Archive Project. First of all, do you consent to have this interview be placed into the COVID Archive Project?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right, so starting off, where were you when the COVID outbreak happened?
I was at home in Seattle, Washington. I lived a couple miles from where the first outbreak was in Washington. So I was pretty near to the nursing home where there were a lot of people that I know's grandparents were there. All of them were sent to the hospital that I was born in, and there was a lot of different issues as a result of that for everyone.
Wow. All right then. So before the outbreak happened, mm-hmm. What was your knowledge of the virus, if any?
It had been sort of talked about. It had popped up on social media and in the news a couple of times. I hadn't really put much thought into it, just because at that point the media coverage of it was that it was essentially just a really bad flu or cold, sorry. And I wasn't sure how it was going to play out, but I assumed that it would go away pretty quickly. I had a lot of friends who were really concerned about it and who had already been very very cautious, who had already started wearing masks in mid-February to early March. And so I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but I didn't think that anything really was going to come of it.
So on a timeline, just about when do you think you were actually starting to become informed that this would be an issue?
Right when the outbreak at the nursing home happened. It had been a couple weeks before that. We'd been kind of more aware of the fact that it was going to be a bigger thing. We'd seen the cases in Italy start to happen. A lot of the Eurasia sort of outbreaks had begun, and so we knew that it was a thing. We just didn't know how big of a problem it was going to be in Seattle or in the U.S. more broadly.
All right. So, what were the effects on you and your life?
I mean, obviously, I lost my senior spring, which did suck, but I mean, it wasn't the worst issue. It was,
of course, not the worst thing ever.
Not the worst. It was definitely of all of the issues I could have had, it was pretty low on the concern spectrum. I didn't personally know anyone who ended up getting the virus and losing their life to it. I was pretty fortunate in that regard. But it was still hard, obviously. I think everyone our age kind of understands that, while it may not seem the biggest deal, it still stings.
It sucks.
It still stings just a little bit. But, I mean, it was a bigger problem for me and my family. My family's from India, so my grandparents spend half the year there. So when everything was shutting down in Washington, my grandparents were still living in the village in India, where they spend 6 to 9 months. And so we assumed it would be safest for them to stay there, just because it had become a huge issue in Washington. And as time passed, it became clear that it really wasn't going to be safe for them to stay in India, and we would have to figure out a way to get them to come back. And that was going to be a huge, huge hassle, as we would later learn. Just because it requires a ton of communication with embassies and various leaders, just to try and get your paperwork in order to prove you don't have COVID, you can fly home, you're there's a reason for you to need to come back into the US, and all of that kind of stuff. It was a long and arduous process, to say the least.
Wow, so that must have been a huge challenge. But any other family issues that came up at the same time?
Not a ton. It was all, other than that, it was pretty, we were lucky enough to like not have anyone in our family come into contact with it or like get it in any like in any way. It was just like, it was pretty much we pretty much just had to deal with figuring out how to get my grandparents home and in from a foreign country, which was more complicated than it would seem, especially because airlines were very like, air travel was super weird, getting in and out of the US was super strange as well.
Yeah.
Everything was made infinitely more complicated just because of like my grandparents' age and the like various health things that they have to deal with, as well as the fact that in India COVID was becoming a bigger problem and like the lockdown was making it harder for them to get out of India, and the problem was no longer getting them into the US, but the problem was getting them on a plane out of India.
Wow. What time are we at then? All right. What were some of the effects of your local area? You're from Seattle. Mm-hmm. What was the effect on the city?
Everything shut down pretty quickly. It was a huge impact on like the music industry in the area, just because that's a huge source of income. It like there are a lot of like indie artists who are just around the city and who suddenly had no form of income other than like their music sales, which isn't always like
not always the best,
which isn't always great just because streaming services take a like large portion of any revenue that you generate. And so there was a huge push to go through things like Bandcamp and other things to try and get more like solid percentages of income to the artists. And there's been a huge outpouring of support just from like locals in Seattle to give more money to various venues to help them stay open, to try and like donate to various arts funds to help to like give any relief to like artists, be it like musical artists or like digital artists or whatever it may be that like their medium was. There was a huge outpouring of support for that community just because it hit that industry particularly hard.
All right, so I think we're just about running out of time here. So quickly, what is your speculation on the future of COVID and how it may end and what will happen after the pandemic's over?
I mean, I definitely don't think we're gonna go back to normal. I think that a lot of it's just gonna be kind of new facets of like our everyday lives. I can't say for sure. I don't know enough about epidemiology in general to understand it, but it'll definitely be like, life is not gonna be the same, to say the least.